Phoneboy Speaks, episode 152, A Hard Road for Nokia. For those of you who aren't familiar with my entire history, I actually spent 10 years working for Nokia in their security appliance business. And even though that meant I wasn't involved with anything day-to-day with phones, I certainly took advantage of the fact I worked there and had access to some of the most interesting information about how phones are made. And consequently, I've followed the phone industry and really geek out on a lot of the stuff. And I also have a passing interest in what Nokia is doing these days, even though I haven't worked for them for going on 4 years now. And but one of the guys I follow is a guy that also used to work at Nokia by the name of Tomi Ahonen, who's a Finn who knows quite a lot of stuff about telecoms and such. And he's always done articles, you know, especially since Nokia went and made the fateful change to Windows Phone a couple of years ago. And then partially it's because this guy named Stephen Elop, who's now the CEO, actually came from Microsoft. So yeah, that wasn't hard to call. And Tomi has this blog. It's Communities Dominate Brands, and it's actually he has some very well written things on there, and a lot of it lately has been, you know, basically why Stephen Elop needs to be fired. He's done countless articles on that, outlining his incompetence and stuff. And you know, I haven't read any of this stuff recently, mostly because I tend to agree, and I don't know that I need to see more information about it. But I did run across an article very recently in Reuters that talks about how the investors, that people that still put their money into Nokia, are now talking to the CEO and saying, you know what, this isn't working, obviously. You know, we don't like what you're doing. You know, I know you're trying to do the right thing, but the road to hell is paved with good intentions, and you know, we really don't like this road that you're going down. And you know, there's been plenty of articles where Stephen Elop has said there's no plan B if Microsoft Windows Phone fails, and which is kind of dumb if you ask me. You know, Nokia may be the biggest seller of Windows phones, but Windows Phone has almost no market share in the U.S. or, you know, maybe in some market segments they might have like 10% or something, and that's probably pushing it. I'm not going to go into the pros and cons of Windows Phone. I haven't really used one. I've seen very few people in general that have them, and the people that I know that have them aren't necessarily people that I would consider smartphone people. Now, I'm not saying that Windows Phone is a bad product, but clearly the market has not embraced it, and you know, part of this is Nokia not, I don't know, you know, taking a long time to getting a Windows Phone out, unlike Verizon Wireless, for instance. Although I don't know if Verizon Wireless is really pushing Windows Phone. I mean, I don't think any of them really are. The best sort of push I saw was when Nokia introduced the Lumia 920. I was at an AT&T store, and there was, you know, several people interested in it, I think, but you know, people were still buying iPhones mostly, and you know, maybe some Androids. But I think, you know, I just think right now the two horses are iOS and Android, and yeah, that's probably enough for most people. I mean, I'd love to see more choices. I know BlackBerry has come out with their Z10. It hasn't really captured the imagination of that many people, at least. I mean, I don't think I've seen one in the wild where at least I've seen a few Windows phones. And I'm just not, I don't know. I think Nokia could have chosen a better path. And even the investors are starting to get a little antsy. And yeah, when the investors are telling you that maybe you should choose a different path, and you've not had anywhere near the market success that I know Nokia is capable of doing when they're executing well and have good products, you know, maybe you should listen to your investors. You know, I mean, Tomi Ahonen, you know, as I say, he's a smart guy. I'm not denigrating him. I mean, he's been saying that, you know, they should fire Stephen Elop, which is fine. But, you know, yeah, when the institutional investors, the people who actually help keep Nokia afloat, say, change your plan, maybe Nokia should listen. And I tend to agree. Of course, that'll probably mean the, you know, the death of Windows Phone, which would be kind of a shame, because I think we do, you know, right, say right now is a 2-horse race, but I do think a third or fourth ecosystem needs to be there, just to, if nothing else, just to keep, you know, iOS and Android honest. But yeah, I just, for, yeah, for Nokia, this is just not going good. Maybe they need to go, you know, push their Asha phones a bit more, because that's like the only possible plan B that Nokia has right now. You know, maybe they've got something up their sleeve that they're keeping for secret, but this just doesn't look good for Nokia.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.